The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Let's start with this idea from AIB to help out people in severe mortgage arrears. David Hall is with us. He's the founder of iCare Housing, chief executive of the Irish Mortgage Holders Organisation. You're deeply involved in this plan with AIB. Can you explain it simply to us, please, David?
Good evening, Matt. This is a common sense plan for people who have no money, people who can't pay the mortgage, where they're assessed by the bank. They're then assessed by the local authority as being eligible for social housing. So they have no capacity to make any repayments due to losing jobs, due to illness, due to separation, and they simply have nowhere to go. So in circumstances where banks are trying to repossess their homes, they will have their home repossessed. They will enter the social housing system in amidst the current crisis. They will pay social housing rent, which will probably come in the form of half a very expensive rent, and then they will potentially go into emergency accommodation or indeed be homeless. So this is a common sense approach to establish an approved housing body, which we've done, which is regulated and is a not-for-profit venture with 8 people from a debt and housing perspective who are experts in the area, and on iCareHousing.ie they can be seen clearly. And the intention here for us is to buy those houses that are suitable for mortgage rent. The deal we've done is with AIB, EBS and Haven. Hopefully it won't stop there. And people in advance of that will know that when a deal is done to buy their home, the price will be at a discounted price and their debt will be written off. And they will stay there with a 28-year lease under the current social housing rules. So it's not about defaulters. It's not about branding or labelling people. This is a common sense approach to allow people back on their feet, get back into life again, back into the communities again, and change and save lives.
And with that 100 million euro, David Hall, how much or how many people do you think could be helped?
Well, the funding, there's no cap on the funding. It's down to 2 prospects, Matt, which is one is the number of people that are eligible. Their homes will be bought if they're willing. And secondly, there's an additional line of funding that is not limited to AIB houses. So it's a very clear delineation of independence where this is not exclusive to AIB houses. The deal is with AIB for the write-off. The deal is with AIB for the discounted price. There are other banks and other lenders we will engage with over the coming weeks. Mortgage rent has been around since 2012. The process has now been revamped between ourselves, the housing agency, the minister's office and AIB. This will be a radical change for people, and this is a perfectly sensible solution. If you're facing repossession proceedings or if you're in court, if you engage through the Irish Mortgage Holders Organisation and fill out a financial statement, those proceedings will be adjourned.
How many people do you think could be helped by this? What's your ambition? How many people, how many houses?
The ambition initially is a couple of hundred. 500, 600, 700. The potential is 7,500 individual families, depending on the take-up of the scheme and depending on the take-up from other banks and other lenders. This is a very radical scheme. This is a very common-sense scheme. It does what it says in the tin. It is designed to help people stay in their homes to prevent a housing crisis getting worse. And it's important for people to understand, Matt, about social housing and about the restrictions that are in place as a protective mechanism, and also the cost of the state of the HAP scheme, the cost of the state as an alternative to emergency accommodation, notwithstanding the mental torture these people have been through. And this is a very good day for those people. Yes, we'll have some people who won't be happy, but and your next speaker will epitomize
that. I'm Brenda Burgess is with us from the AskAboutMoney.com website. How impressed are you by this idea, Brendan?
Well, I'm not impressed. As David said himself, this is a golden ticket for people. Personally, I don't want to be buying golden lottery tickets for people as a taxpayer. This is great news for these guys. They get to stay in their house. They get their debt written off. I hadn't realised that they would be getting a discounted price from apparently today's price, and they'd be able to buy their house back at any stage in the future at a discounted price. I mean, why wouldn't they be happy with that? They won't have to pay a market rent for the house. They'd be paying a local authority rent, which would be much lower. But it's very bad news for the other 100,000 people on the social housing list. They're going to see 500 people bypass the queue. These guys are going to go skip right to the top of the queue, and they're going to get not just a house, but they're going to get the house that they want.
But hold on, Brendan, hang on. It's not quite like that. It's a question of them not being thrown out of the house in which they live to go onto a social housing list. Surely this eases the pressure for everybody else housing by allowing people who may have families to stay in the houses that they've been living in.
Absolutely not. No, everybody should be assessed for social housing. And if these people should be assessed for social housing, and they should take their place in the queue. But this is also bad news for the taxpayer, because we're going to be paying market level rents, as I understand it, are 92% of market level. We're going to be paying effectively market level rents to iCare, and then they're going to the house is then going to be let by the local authority to the tenant. So iCare isn't taking any risk. Now, I don't mind iCare so much in this case, because it's a charity, and I commend David Hall. David Hall, you know, has good ideas and does good work for these people, but there are also other venture capital for-profit funds trying to get into this business because they realise how much money they can make from it. It's also very bad news for the vast majority of mortgage holders in this country.
Why?
They're paying the highest mortgage rates in Europe. And when we challenge the banks, why are the mortgage rates so expensive? They say, well, because it's not possible to repossess a house from a defaulting borrower in this country. And it would be a great help to everybody if we had an adult conversation about this and we allowed the banks to repossess houses. Because if we did that, people wouldn't be burying their head in the sand. They would be saying, oh, there's a risk that I might lose my house. I'm going to get my things in order here, and I'm going to do my best to pay my mortgage. So many people now realise, do you know what? There's no advantage in scrimping and saving, making huge sacrifices, cancelling the health insurance and all that, because there's Johnny down the road. Sure, he's had his mortgage written off and he gets to stay in the house.
Okay, what do you say to that, David Hall?
I have more bad news for Brendan, because the government, through the CALF system, and they pay up to 40% of the deposit required to buy the house off the purchase price at a 2% simple interest over 30 years.
Is that fair? I didn't get that.
Yeah, so we're buying a property for €100,000. Up to 40% of that is paid for by the Department of Housing at a 2% simple interest over 30 years. And, you know, respectfully, I think the challenge here really is that this is far more complex than a blog. This is about people's lives. On understanding, and Brendan's comments, and look, I respect Brendan and his views. He's fundamentally wrong on a number of occasions. Maybe over the next couple of days, this will become clearer when you understand these are not houses that are guaranteed to come into social housing stock. Let's be very clear. There's no guarantee these houses will come into social housing stock. There are other people that Brendan hasn't mentioned who may very well feel aggrieved that they may not go onto the open market for them to have a starter home. Yes, that is the case. They're not jumping any queue because they're not in a queue. This is a preventative measure. They're staying in their existing home, in their community.
Okay.
They've had 8 years of torture,
David,
to get to this point.
David, a listener here says, I don't know why I bother working and paying my way in this country. Banks always looked after, and people who squander and who don't bother get rewarded. There is, I think, and it's judging by a number of the comments coming into 53102 here on The Last Word on Today FM, there's a lot of people who think that if you get yourself into a financial hole, you'll get sorted out. But if you actually do try and pay your own way, you continue to pay even more.
What do we do, Matt? Do we lock everyone up into a debtor's prison? And these are people who, as a direct result of the biggest economic crash in the history of our state,
which wasn't their fault,
lost jobs. The banks are paying in this scenario, which is what they should have been doing for years. They lost their jobs. They've been through marriage separation, individual mental challenges, losing hours, losing jobs.
Why not give them mortgage interest supplement?
Again, look, Brendan, in fairness, you know, this is more than an idea. This is a practical solution that's now coming to being today. This is 15 months' work by about 6 different agencies and about 60 different people with a significant amount of work. And anyone who understands this area and the bureaucracy involved will appreciate the significance of today. For those people, Matt, you know, some people make comments like that. These are people who are being vilified completely inappropriately, completely unfairly.
Well, let me go back to Brendan on that. Una says, I'm on social housing list for 8 years. I'm glad that these people are going to be able to stay in their homes. I have no problem with children and families being looked after. And Brendan, isn't that the point? They get to stay in their homes, yes, but they have lost the asset that they thought they had bought previously. It is no longer something they own. It is now owned by this charity.
Well, if I had an asset worth 365,000, which I gather is the limit of this thing, and I had a mortgage of 565,000, you know, that's not an asset. That's a huge liability. They're having their debt written off. They get to stay in the house effectively for life. I think it's a 28-year lease. So they get to stay in the house effectively for life, and they can buy this asset back at a discount. Now, I don't understand. I didn't understand what David explained there. But am I right in saying, David, that they can buy the house back at any time in the future?
Are you, if you're sitting down, I'll explain it because you need to be seated for this. The people involved who will have surrendered, and Matt, your point is very, very, very important. To think that people in these circumstances will be willingly wanting to surrender their home that they've worked for and tried to keep for so long is the last resort for people. So we need to bear that in mind. Yes, to answer your question, Brendan, the arrangement is that at the time we agree a purchase price with AIB, which are agreed in advance of the mortgage rent process, which has been a flaw of it in the past, the person is written to by the bank and told that iCare Housing is buying your house for €90,000. That €90,000 figure is inserted into the lease, and the €90,000 figure remains in the lease for the entire duration of that 28-year lease. And if they can get themselves back on their feet again or come into an inheritance, they can return to us under that contract from day one and say, I want my house back, here's the €90,000. They cannot flip it on to make a profit, and they can't go back onto the housing list. Very sensible protective mechanism, nor can they borrow from vulture funds or anybody else to do it.
Sorry, so, is the €90,000 90% of €100,000?
No, the €90,000 is the purchase price, whatever the purchase price will be. I wouldn't like to completely combust your brand by discussing the discounts on the purchase prices, but they are commercially sensitive.
All right.
But the customer will be informed of those at the
bad
time of those
buying. That is for the taxpayer.
We'll put it out to listeners at 53102. Thank you very much, Brendan Burgess from AskAboutMoney.com and Derek Hall, founder of iCare Housing, for joining us on The Last Word this evening.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.